Yeah, I put him on that. No harm. It didn't pay him. All I had to do was avoid him, stick a match in him.
Yeah.
So about 2 weeks after that, he died, dropped dead. So about, I didn't say nothing. About 2 weeks after that, I called his wife. I told her, I said, I'm sorry to hear about Red's sudden death. I know, I says, I wanted to call you before, but I thought I'd wait a while. I said, I have my deepest sympathy. I know what you're going through. We talked for a while. I says, did he mention anything to you about some tax receipt I had for him in the vault, safe deposit? She said, yeah. I said, call Bob at the Merchant Bank and tell him he'll send you a check. So I called him next day. He sent me a check, you know. And so it went on like that. So, so what he done me, I done him favor of it, you know.
Yeah. What about Mr. Quay? When did you first meet him? When did you know Mr. Quay? Yeah.
Oh, I've been knowing what ever since I was, just ever since I could remember. For when we first, we moved from out west Bay St. Louis in 1915 up to above Jordan River, where I lived there till I moved away from there here, you know.
Yeah.
My daddy owned some property there. That's where he was born and raised, you see.
What was that now?
Jordan River?
Jordan River.
Jordan River. Above Jordan River, above Kiel. We lived about 3.5 to 4 miles northwest of Kiel, you see. A place they called Kiel, Mississippi there.
Yeah, right. I know where Kiel is. Kiel is.
You know where the Kiel got his name from?
Yeah, that's where they used to bake the stuff, the wood, didn't they?
Charcoal, they call it.
Yeah.
And Kiel, K-I-L-N, that's, some people, Kiel, it sound like, sound maybe like killing somebody, but Kiel, they built, right, some people, I don't remember the name, built a Kiel right close to the landing there where they wouldn't have further move it to put it on a boat, you know. They'd have to put it on a boat and ship it to New Orleans.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get but about 10 cents a sack them days, you know. And they claimed they put the 4 tiers high, and they cut that wood about 5 foot, 4.5 foot long.
Uh-huh.
And they'd stack it around a pole. And then they'd put dirt around it, you know, and they'd put a pole from the, they'd put one pole in the center and put that wood around there, and they'd put one from the ground there out. They'd put a lot of lighted around there.
Yeah.
And then they'd put a long pole all the way out, and they'd have it far enough that when they got ready to set the fire, they'd take a long pole, set a lot of fire to it, and they'd slip it way up in there, you know, and let that fire hot wood, they put a lot of small wood a piece around, green wood first, you know.
Yeah.
And then when that would catch it, they'd keep on burning that lighted, but burning, they'd keep dirt, and they had to stay with that thing day and night because they had what they call them time they'd blow out, you know, and they had to put some, they'd have to have some short wood there, ready to throw it in and fill it up with that and then put some more dirt on it, you know. If it did, it'd just make a blade burn out.
Yeah.
And they used to ship that by schooner load to New Orleans. That's all they used. That they didn't have no gas. That they used that to iron, to cook, and warm and heat and everything at one time. You know,
wood.
The coal.
Yeah.
They call it charcoal. Of course, when you burn it, it was heavier, lighter than wood. You see.
Yeah.
But they even had furnace. They call it. With holes at the bottom, and you could put that in there, and people on a schooner, or you go camping, build a fire in there, you make coffee, you build, cook dinner, cook anything on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that a furnace, you know. It had a little hole at the bottom and charcoal, and then you braise it fall through there.
Yeah.
People used to use that even to iron with. They put irons on there, you know. Get them hot, they clean them out and iron with. They didn't have no. In the summertime, in the wintertime, they'd put down in front of the fireplace, you know, and heat them from the fireplace. But in the summertime, it's hot, they could put it out on the porch somewhere, and go down and get them and come in iron and put them back, and then they'd keep them hot, you see.
Yeah.